March 6, 1938. Oppressions and melancholies have no reason to exist in the divine will. They form the clouds and the bitter little drops that embitter God and the creature. Prodigies of abandonment in the divine volition. How all created things remain animated by one who lives in the fiat. The sea of the divine volition never ceases to plunge me inside its waves, as if it wanted nothing to enter into me other than its light, growing in me through light and heat, and the life of its will. But in spite of everything I felt oppressed, with an air of melancholy, for the circumstances, alas, too painful, of my poor existence down here. They formed clouds around me as if to prevent me from enjoying the beauty of the light, and the gentleness of the warmth in which the soul remains fecundated, reborn and growing within her very Creator. And my sweet Jesus, who jealously watches over my poor soul, all goodness told me, my good daughter, courage. The oppressions, the melancholies and the thoughts of the past have no reason to exist for one who lives in my will. These are notes that clash with my notes of joy, peace and love, and form feeble sounds that sound awful to our divine ears. They are like bitter little drops that, thrown into our divine sea, try to embitter it. While by living in our will, we make the creature the owner of our seas of joy and happiness, and if necessary, we arm her with our power so that all may be propitious and nothing may do any harm, since nothing has power against our will. Even more, our will has the power to flatten and to crush anything, like dust under the empire of an impetuous wind. How bad it sounds to us when we notice that a creature in our will is afflicted or oppressed. And since she lives in our volition, from the one will that animates us, we are forced to hear her afflictions and oppressions. Setting ourselves aside when the creature feels afflicted is not of our divine being, not of our love. Rather, we make use of our power, and we inundate her more with our love, so that we may see her again with a smile on her lips, and with joy inside her heart. And then, the thought of the past is really absurd. It is like wanting to claim divine rights. You must know that all the beautiful and good things that the creature has done are deposited inside ourselves, attesting to her love and the glory she gives us, and forming her crown for her first entrance into our celestial fatherland. Therefore, the most beautiful act of the creature is to throw herself into our arms, abandon herself, letting us make whatever we want to make of her, in time as well as in eternity. Only then do we get all the savor of making her one of the most beautiful statues to adorn our celestial Jerusalem. Then he added, my daughter, when the creature abandons herself in our will, our satisfaction is so great that she pours into us, and we pour into her, giving her our new life, new love, new sanctity and new knowledge of our Supreme Being. When the creature abandons herself in our divine volition, we can make the greatest prodigies and the most surprising graces in her, since our own will receive and deposit what we want to give to the creature. By abandoning herself in our will, she storms heaven, and her empire is such that she imposes herself over our divine being, enclosing it within her littleness, while she, triumphant, encloses herself within our divine womb. The heavens are amazed, and the angels and the saints remain ecstatic. All feel a new life flowing within themselves, by virtue of the act of abandonment of the creature, while still a pilgrim. And finding her abandoned in our fiat, we find that we can do whatever we want. She lends herself completely to our power. So we begin the work, and form in the soul many little fountains of love, goodness, sanctity, mercy, and so on. In this way, when our love wants to love, we set those little fountains of love in motion with our omnipotent breath, and she loves us, letting so much love overflow from the fount, as to float the entire celestial court. When we want to use goodness, mercy or grace, we set these founts in motion, and the earth remains floated by our goodness and mercy, and some are converted, some receive graces. We could do all this directly by ourselves, but we feel more delighted and pleased in using the founts that we ourselves have formed inside the creature. Through her, we feel more moved to use our mercy toward all. We have our intermediary between heaven and earth, who, in her abandon, makes us pour graces and makes us love all the creatures with new love. Therefore, the more you are abandoned in our will, the more magnanimous we will be toward you and toward others. And all at least the more disposed will find new strength and new guidance. I remained surprised, and he added, "My good daughter, how I wish that all knew what it means to live in my divine volition. It seems incredible, but do you know why? Because they don't know what my will is, and the whole series of prodigies that it can do and wants to do in the creature. So, not knowing it, they believe it's impossible that my will can do in the creature all that I'm saying. Oh, if they knew it. What it does and says as little it is the knowledge that puts us on the way to the creature, and prepares our place, forming the space in which to put our unheard of prodigies. It is knowledge that forms the eyes to be able to view and appreciate our divine wonders. All is a prodigy for one who lives in our will. You must know that, as a creature does her acts in my will, all created things remain animated by her will and word. All things possess a voice, some say, love, some glory, some adoration, some others thank you, and others still, blessing to our Creator. What harmony they form in the atmosphere, what a sweet enchantment to such extent that we feel enraptured. But whose voices are these? The voices of those who live in our will. It happens as when voices and chants are ingeniously enclosed inside instruments of wood and of metal. The instruments sing and speak. It is the same for the one who lives in my will. Her love to see me loved and glorified is such that she encloses her will, her voice and her love inside the created thing. And some narrate to me the story of my love, some sing of my glory. It seems that all things have one thing to tell me. Oh, how happy I feel, seeing that the creature masters the entire creation, and, queen as she is, animates all and makes me loved by all. Oh, how sweetly she resounds to our divine hearing. I gave her all, and she gives me all, so I return all again.